When I hear people say that this town is no longer Chocolate City, I hear a few things. One, people who legitimately miss what were the cultural epicenters of Black DC, from politics to the pop influence of all the people. Secondarily, I hear folks who are upset that everything is so expensive here, which is connected to the final point, gentrification. The Post reports that a new study by the National Community Reinvestment Coalition notes that the whitewashing of the city that everyone talked about happening right in front of our eyes was every bit as real as it seemed. According to the report, Washington was number one in, quote, intensity of gentrification in the U.S. between 2000 and 2013. If you want me to do the radio math, according to NCRC, that adds up to 20,000 total people. To be clear, the G word and displacement aren't necessarily the same thing. But when it comes to reducing crime, upping property values, and kicking Black folks to the curb, well, the city doing it the most has been the nation's capital. As the saying goes, it be your own people. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.